from the Old National Bank State Street Studio.
You're listening to Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000.
WMVP, WSHE HD2, Chicago.
Chicago's home for sports.
A Good Karma Brands radio station.
Thanks for listening, calling, and participating in today's show. Thank you to Connor McKnight from McKnight at the Movies. Great job by Randy Merkin and Chris Black. Abdallah's off for a couple of days this week. For the rest of the week, it's time for Crosstalk, brought to you by the Club Hawthorne app and Club Hawthorne OTBs. Check out a full list at clubhawthorne.com. Waddle and Sylvie are here.
This is the most hipless booth in all of radio right now.
I'm already shaking my head.
Yes, it is.
Glad you're shaking just your head. Because when you start to shake your hips, I start to feel funny
Turn
everywhere.
Turn that mic on, Sylvie.
Turn the mic around.
It just got even less hip right there.
Is that a Gloria Stefan? Did you go Gloria Stefan?
I think it is, right?
Turn the beat around.
Was that the Miami Sound Machine?
Well, with or without the Miami
Emilio Estefan.
Gloria Estefan.
The husband's name is Emilio.
He was Emilio?
Estefan.
Turn the beat around. Gloria Gaynor or someone like that?
Gloria Gaynor sang MacArthur Park, didn't she?
MacArthur Park.
Right. No, you're right. It is Gloria Estefan. Turn the beat around.
Someone left the cake out in the rain.
Turn the beat around.
MacArthur Park.
Is that Gloria Gaynor? I don't know what Gloria Gaynor
I'll get you Gloria Gaynor's great.
She sang the woman anthem.
78-79.
Gloria Gaynor.
That song that the women love. About
We Are Family?
No. It's sort of like
Sly and the Family.
That was Sister Sledge.
Or Sister Sledge, yeah.
What Gloria sing?
Can't take my eyes off of you. I heard it through the grapevine. What else was it?
Not off of you. Is that Gloria Gaynor?
That's not it. Put songs on there.
All right.
Gloria Gaynor's
top songs.
There we go. What do we
Here
got?
Here we go. You can't take my eyes off you.
Yeah, I love that one.
Neither One of Us. That's a good one. Oh. Shake Your Groove Thing.
Shake Your Groove Thing.
It's not Gloria Gaynor.
Yeah.
Car Wash is great.
Car Wash, yeah.
All right.
Working
there
at
we
the
go.
Car
That's
one.
The Gloria Gaynor update for
I
the
want
day.
Your love.
Gloria's.
How about I Want Your Love? Your love.
How does it go, Tommy?
How about Laura Branigan singing Gloria? Gloria! Right. Remember, that was
She was a one-hit wonder, right, wasn't she? Wasn't that it?
So I'm going to be a little mean, tell you how mean we were to each other in high school.
Oh, God.
John Meyer's mom's name was Gloria.
Mm-hmm.
She was a hippie gal, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
So
what do you mean by that? Give me a little further.
He was a hippie.
You'll get it right here. So we used to sing, or they used to bust John's chops and go, Gloria, Gloria, you take up so much area, Gloria.
I knew where he was going with hippie. You thought he was going with, groovy man. Hey, groovy.
No.
I knew he wasn't
going
there.
Roomy through the hips.
That's a different hippie,
They used to torment mothers back in the day.
That's not good.
Your mom jokes were unstoppable.
They kept going over and over again. When I was in college, they were at their peak. Yeah.
Yeah, it was always jokes?
Your mom drives the T.
Yeah,
like your mom wears a wig with a chin strap.
Well, your mom goes to college. That was from Napoleon Dynamite, and we say that to each other. We said that like for 15 years after Napoleon Dynamite. Yeah. Your mom goes to college.
Mother jokes were at their height in the late '80s.
She's like a 7-Eleven open 24/7.
Sylvie, that's just mean. How dare you?
That's what we did. That's what we did. I hope nobody's uncomfortable, but that's what we did.
A lot of ball busting back in the day.
Yeah. Well,
we're not saying it's right now.
No.
We made mistakes.
We made mistakes. So who cares?
We were not kind souls. We didn't mean anything.
Sure we did.
We were just trying to bust chops.
Tick each other off.
That was all in good fun, wasn't it?
Until somebody gets punched in the face.
Well, we weren't. That wasn't the practice. Yeah. We weren't,
physically violent.
Yeah, it wasn't about punching anyone in the face.
Are you guys going to check out the Amazon Prime presentation of it's the worst of the games tonight, although they're all bad at this point.
I'm not checking out preseason football. That doesn't involve my team.
It's all bad now.
Who is it tonight?
Tonight, the first game, but it's not the Prime game. The first game is Packers and Chiefs, which will be brutal because none of the good players are going to play.
But I kind of like getting a little bit of a watch of Jordan Love.
He said to me, he goes, don't you want to watch the Niners? Because they have the Bears
Bears opponent. It's Niners, Texans. And I said, well, that's a good point.
Yeah.
And Bobby, then the minute I told him it was on Amazon Prime, he's like, I'm not watching it.
No.
How hard is that?
Don't
he doesn't
care.
Have it.
You don't. Oh, you don't have it.
Don't care.
Will you get it?
No.
Don't care.
He said he will not.
You are a sports talk show host.
So what?
Who talks about the games?
Do you
on
think
Friday.
I watch every Cubs game?
Do you know
do you
week
think
two?
I sit down and watch
this is football,
crappy
though.
Cubs?
It's,
no,
you know,
no. I'm
do you know week two Thursday
isn't
night?
Isn't the NFL opener on Amazon?
No. The opener's NBC.
NFL,
week two, the Thursday night slate on Amazon starts week two. You know what the game is? Chargers at Chiefs.
Oh, I'm
that's
in.
Good.
You
yeah.
think?
I got an Amazon Prime. You'll go to the bar. Can't you go to the bar
he'll
and watch
go to the
it?
Bar and
that's
watch.
It. I'll go to a local pub.
Yeah, he'll go to the bar. You can come to my house and watch.
You
want to watch?
Maybe I'll stay at the country club.
Want to come over?
Watch a game at the club.
Stay at the club.
What do you, what about Peacock?
Is he going to spend the night?
Why don't you rank the Apple broadcast of baseball versus Peacock's broadcast of baseball?
I like how you assign work. Like, this guy's the guy that assigns something. Maybe you ought to look at your business card again. Jesus, Yanakahana, what's going on around
First
here?
First of all, he'd have to
my heavens.
He'd have to have watched a baseball Apple Plus game this season. Which
well, I tell you, what are the foot soldiers giving orders around here, huh?
He yeah, works at the assignment
foot soldier. Yeah, settle down over there, foot soldier.
Nothing wrong with that.
He's Jeez. Working at the assignment desk as well. Yeah. I got soccer tonight.
Oh, you do?
You got golf.
Yeah.
Carm, you've got...
What?
Movies.
What do you got?
More
you
movies
got a movie?
Tonight,
another movie tonight?
Yeah.
I almost watched Top Gun last night, but it would have been like four... It would have been like 10 after 10, and I didn't want to invest 2 hours.
2 hours. Yeah. It's,
at that hour.
It's good, though,
but
man.
It was good.
You're
going to
like it.
It.
Yeah. It's worth it.
I'm going to watch.
It's worth it. It's like, it lives up to the hype.
Yeah.
It does.
People love listen, it. I've not heard one bad thing about that movie.
Listen to it. He's a different cat, you know, strange.
Oh,
and a lot of he's a great action.
He's great.
Yeah. Star.
Yeah. Might be
he's
the greatest
fantastic.
Action yeah. star ever. Yeah. I mean, Arnold maybe, I don't know, in terms of gross or Sly Stallone for a lot of years, obviously.
What,
but like,
what if somebody told Arnold that Tom Cruise was the best action guy of all time? What would Arnold's response be?
I'm going to put my fist into your stomach and rip out your spine. Killian!
And where's the maid?
Whoa.
Sylvie tried to do his Arnold there, but
what?
He's right. He's right about the maid.
Where's the maid?
I like the maid.
Sylvie, trying to be funny.
Oh,
you're just not
yeah,
very good at doing Arnold.
He impregnated one.
Yes, I did.
That was the joke.
I impregnated the maid.
I know, I get it now.
You're a bastard child.
I'm offering it up.
I have a bastard child with the maid.
Not every
get
not everybody
the chopper.
Out there.
Yeah.
My child's name is Frederico.
Are they on good terms? Like, did they move in together?
Or was
that just
Maria Shriver?
No. He's got a relationship, I think, with the son now, though. I'm pretty sure he does.
Well, I'm sure he does. Yeah. I mean, he's
How
the
about
fruit
the
of
maid?
His loins.
I don't think with the maid. I'm not so sure.
Time has not been kind to him, has it? Like,
Arnold's got to be pushing 80.
Guys, guys, you can't take steroids forever.
75, maybe 75.
He's about 15 years older than Johnny Handsome. 68 to 72.
I don't think... Time's been unkind to Arnold.
He doesn't look good now, but the body, you know, 47.
He was born in 1947, so 53, 70, 75.
Yeah,
well, listen, steroids takes a toll on your body.
Yeah.
I mean, look down. You know what
and
I just...
And he was all gooped up
on
GOP.
Shatner's 90-something. Have you ever seen Shatner?
He's incredible.
Never took steroids.
Listen, Cruise looks good. He's got to be in his 60s, right?
Is he right at 60?
Yeah, well, remember when Risky Business came out? He's probably about 23, 24 when
That's
Risky 40 Business
years
came
ago,
out,
guys.
Tom Cruise was born in 1962.
Yeah. So he's 60.
So he's 60.
He's 60 this year.
What about
60
Clooney?
This summer.
About who?
Clooney's
Clooney.
Good-looking
kid.
Clooney's
looks good, yeah.
Good-looking
kid.
And he's 60-something,
he's
I bet. Probably, right?
He's got to be. Yeah, he's
Clooney
be.
Was born in 61.
Yeah. Yeah, so he's six. He's 61,
yeah,
right?
He's a handsome lad.
Still good-looking guy.
He looks good. But Cruise looks great, yeah.
Great action.
Give me your best George Clooney movies, top five. Now, go. Boom.
Well, Ocean's 11.
Yeah, that's number one.
That's fantastic. Michael Clayton.
Michael Clayton is fantastic.
I saw that.
It's awesome.
Oh, I did see that.
Awesome.
What was that?
Plays a fixer.
Yes,
For a big New York.
I did see that. That was excellent.
Awesome.
That was excellent.
Michael Clayton, Ocean's 11. The one he did with the guy.
Go ahead.
Sam Rockwell played Chuck Barris. What was that one called? Confessions of a Dangerous Mind.
Yeah.
That one would
he's
be up
a big
there.
Player in that
he
one.
He is, but he's
a
good in it. He
player.
Directed it.
Yeah.
Good Night and Good Luck.
That was exceptionally awesome. Sat there by the desk.
It was incredible.
By the side of the desk instructed the guy.
The Red Scare.
Is the Descendants the one when he lived in Hawaii? I loved that movie.
It's another good one.
Tomorrowland, Gravity, Hail Caesar, Gravity's Mr. Fantastic,
You've never seen The Monuments Men. The Monuments Men is phenomenal.
I haven't seen that.
If you haven't seen it, sit down and watch that one.
Yeah. What about the one where he's like the last guy, one of the last guys still on Earth, the one he made for Netflix?
Did you ever watch that? It's based on a book that I love.
A lot of people didn't like it.
It was okay.
It's very slow.
That's based on a book called Good Morning Midnight, and it's a book I love. It's a sci-fi book that I love.
How about The American? Did you see The American?
I saw it. It's slow.
It's slow, but it's good.
Solaris, is that the one
you're talking? I can't remember what they called it, the book adaptation. It was out last winter. I didn't love it.
Yeah, definitely not Batman and Robin.
I was going to say, he was Batman at one point.
I like Clooney. Clooney's good.
What the hell's the name of it?
It's unfair to do a Tom...
About the Ides of March. Did you mention that one?
That's a good movie. Real good.
Yeah.
Dark. Yeah. A political thriller with he and Ryan Gosling.
Yeah.
Very good. Very good. He plays a politician running... He plays a senator, I think, running for president, right?
Senator!
It's really like a dark... The dark side of... politics, which we know there's a very dark
side. Is there a dark side of politics?
You think?
Or do you just describe politics as being dark?
Well, I don't know, but it's...
Is there a dark side, or is it just dark?
It's a really good movie. The one that he did, the sci-fi one's driving me nuts, but anyway, we could go on and on.
Guys following Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez in that relationship?
No,
is that what you're following?
I don't really care.
No? Do you know, like, I was late to the party that they got remarried? I didn't even know.
Yeah. All white.
I was like, they got remarried again.
Yeah. At some point.
Larry King's record. Why do that? Why get married? Do you want to live together? Fine. Hang out together.
The J-Lo A-Rod thing ended quickly, and she went right back to him.
She's going for Larry King's record.
What if you've been invited to every one of those weddings? You know, it's like, at what point now? Well, what do you give now? Tinfoil? I mean,
you can't keep asking
some
people
rental
to
trap.
I'm just asking,
to each their own. But
didn't
the fact that they decided to get married seemed a bit odd? Just hang out together.
But they're celebrities.
I mean, how many marriages has she had?
Like seven.
Yeah. At what point do you quit wearing white? I mean, why don't you just put a bedazzled little dress on? You know?
Blasphemous.
Mother of pearl? Yeah. I mean, what are we going to do? Mother of pearl?
Mother of pearl.
How about a little off-white? How about some almond?
How about custard cream?
How about a little bit of almond, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, you're not pure as the driven snow anymore. Either side, Carm.
Yeah.
Why do you guys have the Little League World Series on and not the Cubs game? Cubs are going for the series win.
Not
the same thing.
We don't have Apple
Pay. Cardinals.
You know the Cubs.
We don't have Apple Pay Plus Prime. Whatever.
Do you know the Cubs since the Cubs since the All Star break are 19-13?
I know. Jesse has given the stat. They're second in Major League Baseball in pitching since the All Star break.
Oh, man.
They're losing right now 3-1. I didn't like them. I don't like the way they pick and choose who they honor and who they don't.
And I just said it as we were ending the show, and we said how we talked about it during Unhinged, and I knew you'd want to talk about it.
I don't like it either.
The fact that you made the point that like they're honoring Albert Pujols and Yadier Molina, but they won't invite Sammy Sosa back.
Sammy doesn't get to go to Iowa. Sammy doesn't get to come back to Wrigley.
It's crazy.
You know, and everyone's like, well, he did this and he did that. They honor Carlos Zambrano. And Carlos Zambrano.
I love Carlos.
I love Carlos too. But if we're calling out warts, Carlos quit on the team in Atlanta. He quit. He told Lou Piniella, I'm quitting, and he walked out on the team at the locker room, cleaned out his locker. Carlos Zambrano punched his catcher in the dugout. How many guys did he call out in the field?
Was that Michael Barrett?
Well, he
should have called out Aramis Ramirez and Derek Lee in that game.
Look, they all got warts.
Bums.
But none of them are perfect. You know what he did? He sold millions of tickets. Mm. He broke records. How do I know the Pujols didn't cheat? How do I know that Yachty didn't cheat?
You don't.
I saw the sticky stuff on Yachty's catcher's gear.
Remember the time the baseball stuck to Yachty's chest protector?
You want to talk about the corked bat? I mean, how many guys are we talking? Are the Padres not going to let Fernando Tatis play for them again?
I've never been
it's
able to.
It's one of the odder sports things.
Like Ricketts' stance about, like, well, no, he needs to apologize
it's
for what?
It's picking and choosing.
Apologize. What does he need to do? You didn't even own the team, dude.
Exactly.
Like, what? I don't understand.
What is there? Is there something there that we just don't know? Or?
And there are far greater things to apologize for inside that organization than what Sammy did. You know, okay?
Touche, man.
So, like, has Joe Madden been honored? Have they brought Joe Madden back?
Did they bring Joe Madden back? I don't know. Did
they? Yachty's got a day. And then this Cubs Hall of Fame, by the way, you got to be a Cub for 5 years, right? So does that mean a guy like Ben Zobrist, who was your only World Series MVP in history of the team, he's not allowed in your Hall of Fame, but Jose Cardinal is?
Well, how do you know Zobrist won't get in? Who said that he can't go in?
The rules are...
because you have to be 5 years.
There's a rule. There's a rule for the...
I got you.
This Cubs Hall of Fame that they've created a couple of years ago.
I got you.
You have to be a Cub for five or more years.
And he wasn't for 5 years.
No.
That's what you're saying?
Do you think at some point Madrigal will be in?
No.
Never know. You never know, Waddle.
Nicky two strikes.
Nicky ground out.
But he fit in great with all the singles they had on the south side, like you said.
He'd be perfect.
Nicky may lead your team in home runs this year.
He might. Nicky might, you know, get up there and hit nine of them. He might be your team leader.
My favorite set, Jay Cuda tweeted out, Jose Abreu has 101 singles and he has 7 RBIs on them.
That's what happens.
That's a Sox guy tweeting that.
That's what
out.
Happens when you hit a bunch of singles. Well, I was saying like,
it's uncanny. I mean, it's a season that you could have never
12 singles.
If I said to you at the beginning of this season, this many games in, they'd be 2 games over 500. First of all, you wouldn't be able to believe it.
No.
If I said to you, this is what's going to happen. There's going to be a power outage. They're going to do all of this. They're going to do all that. You wouldn't have believed it.
No.
I mean, like the way the season has unfolded and the level of like, underachievement is...
Why is their launch angle the lowest? You know, Jesse was saying that their launch angle is the lowest, and is it something that...
Menichino.
Could Menichino possibly be telling him not to hit home runs? Can you imagine?
People were talking about the Florida Marlins have set the previous records. When you guys left, we were talking about it the other day.
It's uncanny. Yeah.
They led the league in singles.
I heard you say that.
Menichino. I've always said I'm not a blame the hitting coach guy. It seems very weird.
But
that being said,
let me ask you a question. Why would Jose Abreu, who has been so good and is so talented, why would he change his approach at the plate because of it?
I don't know.
Bought into the system.
I don't know.
Bought into the system.
I don't think he would.
This is why, anyway, it's not to fire the hitting coach. They should get a new staff anyway because they should be hiring the new manager.
Can I tell you something?
Of course.
It's not going to happen?
Whose contract is up at the end of the year with the L.A. Angels?
John Mayle. That's what he's saying.
John Mayle's contract is up with the L.A. Angels. Bring him back. Okay. Bring him in.
I'll take him.
Bring him into Chicago, the White Sox.
I'll take Mayle.
He used to be the Cubs.
Right, but he's never with the White Sox.
He was the first guy they fired when they started firing a bunch of hitting coaches.
Yep.
Instead of blaming the players. Like, that's why it's a dangerous...
I know.
It's a fine line. Like,
I know.
And who do you blame?
I don't know. I mean,
that's what I'm saying. Like, you could have never projected that it would go this way. Like, I could have sold you maybe that, hey, you know, because of how they're constructed, there may be some disappointment or you may not be as good as you. But the way that they have
gotten
to this point, it's crazy.
That they're 2 games above 500.
I can't believe that you didn't watch last night's game.
A mid-August game in the prime window. I had an assignment from Black and Abdallah and Yurko. Yurko FaceTimed me to make sure watching the game last night.
Well, first of all, I looked at my phone at 9:15 or whatever it was.
I cannot.
Were you a little worried? Were you a little worried when the picture came up?
Yeah, were you afraid?
I'm like, yeah, is this an accident? So I picked it up. And I was sitting in the basement watching the movie. He said, you better not be watching.
He comes in miserable every day. Miserable. This is what the White Sox does. Miserable.
I mean, I'm upset with them, but
yes. Yeah. Miserable. You don't see it, but you're like glum. You walk around here with a cloud over you all day.
We'll never make it.
You start by saying, I'm not going to let them get to me.
And then
by 12:15 every day, your hair's on fire.
They've taken years off my life, I think, this team this year.
So, by the way, Io is just pulling up now. So we will have, I know we said around 2-ish, but he'll be on here at about 2:30.
All right.
So, Io DeSumo, Chicago's very own.
I love it, man. Who doesn't
love
Io?
You got to go upstairs and
everyone
tape some
loves
stuff,
Io.
Johnny.
No,
love Io.
My kids have Io jerseys.
That's awesome. Yeah. I like that. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. All right, boys.
All right, Io's coming up. Are you guys joining us tomorrow in Tinley Park at Cousins? You guys driving out there?
I can't.
2 to 6 tomorrow?
It's a little too far.
Not that far.
It's not so far for me, but also not like convenient tomorrow, unfortunately. But
yeah.
What about you, kid?
Thanks, teammates.
The aquarium
Maybe make up for you missing the
changing the aquarium gravel, he said. says.
Can't make it.
Come on out.
That was one of Mackey's great
cleaning
lines.
Cleaning the algae from the koi pond.
It's the thing that you would want to do least. Yeah. Getting a little root canal work done tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Kevin and Wheeling.
Hey, what's up, Ryan?
Called earlier today, Kevin and Wheeling.
Yeah.
Live when we see people outside the old National Bank studio.
I thought maybe it was Lee Allen who called earlier for Cap and Jay.
Did you hear the call?
No, I missed it.
Shea Norling, the morning show producer, when I walked in because I got here early for Unhinged.
Yeah.
He said, Selvy, did you hear Lee Allen's call? I go, no. He goes, Cap and him got into it. You guys got to play it.
So I wish I would.
And wait till you hear this. We're going to score it like a boxing round.
You got some garlic bread over there?
What time are you guys going to do it? After I
eggs? I got a Starbucks
eggs. I'll be listening.
Yeah, so we'll play it at 3.
Okay.
Sounds
good.
All right, 3
somewhere
o'clock.
Around there. Wait till you hear this. They were hitting each other below the belt.
Yeah, I
got it. It got nasty.
I can't wait to
hear it. Very nasty.
Waddle and Sylvia are next. I would assume is going to be in studio. We'll see to wrap the week tomorrow. Have a great day.
You're listening to Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports.
Follow at Waddle and Sylvie and at TWaddle87 on Twitter.
We're told Io DeSumo should be walking in at any moment.
It's good horn work right there, isn't it? Listen to that. Pretty good horn section.
You big fan of the horn?
Is that a trumpet?
That sounds like a trumpet to me. This is Gorillaz. Rock the house.
What's the name of this song that the Mets closer comes into? Is it Narcos?
Narcos, yes. Yeah.
So, that's got the... Isn't that, the king of
the
horns?
Did you see the guy, Timmy Trumpets, is coming in on Tuesday to play it?
Yes.
And
really?
Edwin Diaz comes in the game?
Yeah.
How do you guys know all this stuff?
This has been
a big
thing.
What?
Yeah.
On the internet.
It's been really big on social media, too, when he comes in. It's like one of the great entries
nowadays.
It's
like Starlin Castro. Remember Starlin Castro's walk-up song? That used to be a huge thing with the Cubs.
Everyone would clap to that.
I'll tell you what started it, or really got it going over the last, I'd say, 3 to 4 weeks ago. Somebody posted Edwin Diaz, the Mets closer, entering... It's not Shea Stadium anymore. What's the new?
City Field.
City Field, thank you. So at home games, he comes in to this entrance music, and somebody posted the video, and they said, bar none, best closer music ever in the city of New York.
I think
Enter Sandman. That's what got it going, and I think that's where everyone saw it.
I liked the homage to The Wire with the Baltimore Orioles closer. That dude's a monster.
Right.
He's like 6'8", and throws 102.
Batista. Yes. Yeah. And of course, with the... You know, the symmetry of the city, too, and where it all took place.
No, you're right. I was glad. I think Benetti said it a couple nights before.
He was riffing on it. Yeah. It was good. Yeah. Another reason why Jason's good is Jason's not just baseball. Fred crushes him, but he's got all this knowledge of all this other stuff.
Well, listen, I think that Jason may also have done a better job managing this team this year.
There's no doubt. I think you could list me many. We could go through the phone book. Enlist a bunch of names, and they all could have done a better job. I really do. I really believe that.
And at the end of the day, listen up, everyone. Nobody is suggesting to you that there's one reason why.
Right. Not all his fault.
I feel like we shouldn't have to add disclaimers.
Right.
But this day and age, you almost have to.
Yeah.
You have to remind people.
Yep. Yep. I can't wait to play the cap. Yeah. I did not hear that. I heard a lot this morning, too.
I
did not hear that. I must have been... it's when the kids go out for the bus stop. I just missed it.
I think your point yesterday is one that I couldn't agree with more. The it doesn't make me less of a fan. Like, I'm not going to get agitated either way based on what someone thinks my favorite football team is going to do this year. If you think they're going to be really bad record-wise, okay. If you think they're going to somehow win 9 or 10 games, fine. But the amount of irritation that exists, the amount of anger that people share with one another about where you think the 2022 Bears season is headed, to me is like... That's wasted energy.
Yeah,
I'm too old. I'm 55. I don't have time for that.
Jeff Hughes and I from the Bears blog were tweeting last night. I tweeted about that, about our show, and the show summary that Like, I don't get angry over the negative.
No.
Like, again, this isn't college football. You're not being voted in. No. You don't have to worry about any sort of rankings. You control that.
Yeah.
And really, and Jeff concurred about the fact that he said he probably knows the least amount of this Bears team than any Bears team in the last several years.
For good reason. You've got a new coaching staff. You've got a new front office. And the new coaching staff and new front office have made a point of actually escorting some of the past regime's guys out and inviting a new group in.
I think Justin Fields, too. It's all about the quarterback.
Sure.
He symbolizes that. What do we really know about Fields?
I don't know. Not enough.
I think he's going to be good. Last year, I was sure he was going to be good. I've been downgraded to, I think he's going to be good.
There are no definites.
I don't know.
There's no definites.
And so I'm not arguing with the negativity. I'm not, whether people say they're going to be the one. You want to say that? You say that. You want to tell me and call and say they're going to win 9 because this is going to happen, that's going to happen. I'll be like, okay.
Listen, I said to you all yesterday, the stench of the previous crew has stuck to the new crew. It just has. So I think too much of your projections on who this team is going to be may be the result of how down everyone was at the job that Ryan Pace had done acquiring the talent and the job that Matt Nagy had done trying to get his guys in the right situation to take advantage of what they did well. They didn't develop some of their young players.
Right.
And I think that the angst for those that think that this is going to be a bottom 2 or 3 team, I think some of that stench from the previous group is now stuck to these guys. But the sins of the previous group, I don't believe, need to be applied to the new guys. Let the new guys define themselves. And again, to the other people that think, well, they're going to be an upside surprise. Okay. But by the same token, what they have done is they have taken the roster and in some ways they've dismantled it because they have a wider view of what's going on.
Right. Like last year when people were saying that Nio's going to be joining us here shortly, when DeMar DeRozan was signed by the Bulls, how, you know, I've got that obvious shirt that says the worst free agent acquisition of the year. Someone called him that. Chris Sheridan. So someone, forget
who. Hollinger?
Hey, John Hollinger, you're right. Good call by you. Your memory, like, shocks me
idiot
at some
savant.
Point.
I'm an idiot savant.
John Hollinger said that. And, like, he's still, whether or not you thought he was a little overpaid at 93 years, 90 million, whatever, like, that wasn't the worst.
No.
And, like, you knew he's a really good player still. We didn't know he'd be that great. But to call it, to totally pan it, you know, a lot of people understood this team should be a little more respectable here, putting it all together. I don't know what we know. How many guys do we know anything about on this Bears team?
We don't. And it's why it's like, listen, you want to put a flag in the ground and defiantly say this for a team that has been together for 3 or 4 years and a coaching staff's been in place for a couple of years. I get it. Like, I'm just not. And you want to do it now. Go ahead. I'm not willing to plant the flag in the ground right now for anything other than, you know what? I'm on board with this group. This is a rebuild. Let's see what they can get done in their first year. And the patience wear off in 2023 because you have a full complement of your picks. You've got a ton of cash to spend. And you've had an opportunity by that time, this time next year, to go through 2 drafts and to get your roster set the way you want it to get. That's when the expectation level would be change from I need to see growth and development to I need to see you win more than you lose.
We've done our list, you know, the top 10 list of most important and stuff like that. If we were to make a top 10 list that we know the most about as football players on the Bears, like, could we even get 10? Like, Robert Quinn, for example, is coming off an 18.5 sack season. The year before that, he had 2.
He's had a career getting
really,
to the quarterback.
Yes. He's got his long-term back of the football card thing is he's a good player.
I think
right?
my so answer to would be it'd be somewhere in the middle. He may not set the record again for the franchise sacks.
But we think he's a pretty good player.
Yeah.
Like Montgomery would be on there.
Yes.
Like, I don't think he's great, but I think he's pretty good.
Good player.
You know, who else do we know about?
Roquan Smith.
Roquan Smith we know about. Cody Whitehair, pretty good player.
Yeah. Darnell Mooney, I think you know that he's a good player. Can he take that next step? We'll find out.
Yeah, the range can be like, yeah. Is he a two? Could he actually blossom into a lower tier one?
That's what's going to be fun about this season. That I, again, my anticipation, my expectation is they're going to win six or seven games. I hope they surprise to the upside. But the fun for me is going to be watching to see, A, did the new regime find some guys in the draft and in free agency that can be part of the future? It's going to be watching Luke Getsy try to develop the young quarterback, and it'll be watching the quarterback and defining him, defining who he is in this system.
Right. Are we missing anybody else? Who else do we know stuff about that we know what they're going to give
Cairo
us?
Cairo Santos is going to be good.
That's a good one?
I think I'm stuck.
You know,
I think
like at that point. We still don't know about Brisker. You know,
he's a rookie.
He's a rookie.
Yeah, yeah, you don't know anything really about him. That's why, look, again, I hope I hope surprise the upside. And remember, again, these guys have a different perspective and a different view. It's not that they're not trying to win every Sunday, but they're not coaching for their lives the way that the last group was. And I think that if you have a different approach to what you're doing and a longer-term approach to things, I think things will unfold a little bit differently. So,
show me mode. You always used to call it Missouri.
Yeah,
the show me state. Yes. So show me.
Yeah.
I think that's where I am with the Bears, for good or for bad.
Yes.
You know, I need confirmation to know that they're going to absolutely suck. And I need confirmation that they're going to be better than a lot of people think. Yes. I'm not residing anywhere on that. I am in pure wait and see mode with this team.
I think anyone that also believes that they can define who this group is, good or bad, based on what you've seen in training camp, I would caution you that training camp can be quite a deceptive experience.
Cole Kmet. Do we know anything about Cole Kmet?
I think we know that this is the year where you probably need to see him a huge step forward.
I don't know if Cole Kmet is good or bad. I don't know.
I think you look at Cole Kmet and say solid player. He was a second-round pick. You need him to be an above-average player.
Well, we know that. Yes. We know what he needs to be, but I don't know what he is. That's my point. There's a lot of guys who don't know. We don't know.
We're going to figure it out.
Io has just walked in. We will talk to Io DeSumo in studio in the old National Bank studio coming up next.
22 straight. Who's riding with me? Jeff Meller here, Pigskin People, with your Caesars Sportsbook Report. First things first, your first bet with Caesars Sportsbook, it's on Caesars, up to $1,250. Download the app and use the promo code RadioFull, that's Radio FULL, and then place your first bet. If you win, congrats. If not, you'll get your stake back as a free bet. The Ravens put their 22-game preseason win streak on the line on Saturday night at home against the Commanders. It's a little pricey at minus 300, but the Ravens have proven to be one of the few teams in the NFL that actually cares about winning preseason games. Maybe you like some Ravens future plays. They're currently plus 140 to win the AFC North. How about that win total at 9.5? Find the NFL play for you on the Caesars Sportsbook app. Open to new users in Illinois who are 21 or older. If qualifying bet loses, bet amount returned as a credit. Must use within 14 days. See Caesars.com/promos for full terms. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER.
You're listening to Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports.
Follow at Waddle and Sylvie and at TWaddle87 on Twitter.
DeSumo on the drive! Oh. A DeSumo dagger detonates at the rim! Sequence and Io DeSumo with a knife in the heart of the Pacers! 70 paint points for the Bulls, a season high. The latest two, a jam from Io.
Never forget that game. Adam Amin on NBC Sports Chicago. I think the NBA put it in its top 50 clutch plays of this past NBA season.
Not bad.
It is our pleasure right now to welcome Io DeSumo into the old National Bank studio. First time we've ever met, Io. It's great to see you.
No, thank you guys for having me, man. I'm well appreciated. I appreciate the opportunity.
How's the summer going so far?
Summer's been great. You know, you have a lot of time off. When you're going through a season, the season is long, but it goes by fast. So you have so many months off and so many days off. It's just it becomes like you miss the season a lot. So yeah. The off season's been great, though. I've definitely been taking time to, you know, get my body stronger, get my mind stronger, get my game stronger, and try to get better in every category.
You know, when you walked in, you said to us right away, and a lot of people do when they get into the studio and you see the Chicago Theater,
yeah.
The big Chicago and bright lights here on State Street. I mean, this is you. Like, you're from this town. You're a Chicago Bull. Do you ever sort of wipe your eyes and say, my gosh, this has worked out pretty damn well for me?
Yeah, you know, every time I have the opportunity, I'm blessed just to be able to be here. You know, just to see my city, the city that I was born and raised in, and just watching myself grow up in this city, is definitely a blessing that I can't and I would never take for granted.
Does it come with a little extra pressure, though, knowing that you're playing in front of the hometown crowd?
I mean, me personally, I really didn't have any pressure because my drive always, you know, overtook that, the pressure, you know, how bad I wanted to work, and I always wanted to put more work in, so then when it's time to perform, you know, I'm not feeling pressured or anything like that because I know I put the work in.
Who were the guys that you grew up looking up to?
Looking up to, I would probably say Kobe Bryant. That was my favorite player of all time. I loved his mentality. I loved everything he stood for on the court, and the way he approached the game. So I would definitely say he was probably my main person.
What about Derek? Did Derek mean something to you from a Chicago kid growing up and seeing what he accomplished with the Bulls?
Oh, definitely. You know, Derek Rose, he put a different kind of motivation in myself because knowing someone from Chicago, he went to Simeon, went to Morgan Park. They've been in the same conference for years. And just knowing somebody that made it from coming from a similar path that I came from, that was great to see, and it was a motivation not just for me but anybody from Chicago who came after him.
How would you describe your rookie season, and how was it different from maybe what you anticipated heading into it?
I would say I had a pretty okay rookie season. You know, I hold myself to a high standard. Coming in out of college, you really don't know what to expect in the NBA because right. The game is so much different. So much different, of course, better players, different schemes and everything like that. But I think I adjusted well. I think I did a good job from starting from the first game, watching film, or like my defensive rotations or the passes I made, the reads I made to the end of the season. I definitely think that I took strides, but it's always room for improvement, and I'm excited to get back there and show it.
That's the Mamba mentality, right? Sure. I mean, I love, like, because I would say the fans have just gravitated to you. I mean, being from here and going to Illinois, did you ever expect to have, as a rookie, the fan base just gravitate to your game and appreciate what you do?
Yeah, I mean, I've been blessed since I stepped foot on campus at Illinois. Even my official visit, the love has always been there. So getting it from Chicago is great. I love it. But it's feel like just a little bit more than Illinois because, of course, all the Illinois fans still root for me, and now I have Chicago also. So it's been great.
I know that, you know, that you're thankful for the opportunity and you're very humble, but at the same time, do you have a chip on your shoulder based on where you were drafted, and do you think that you'll have that for the entirety of your career?
You know, definitely. I think, you know, me being picked number 38, that's something that always will stick with me just because I knew the hard work and dedication I put into leading up to the draft. Going to school for 3 years, trying to win as many as possible, winning at Illinois, and then, you, of course, falling to 38. That is always a motivation that will always push me and always will be instilled in me to try to keep getting better and keep proving people wrong because no matter what, no matter how good I do, it's always someone who's doubting me. It's always someone who thinks that I can't reach new levels. So that's my motivation, and I'm always thinking about the draft, think about where I was picked and how far I've come, and I'm blessed to take it to a different
to make heights. You angry? Still a little angry about it?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say I'm angry because I'm blessed in the position I'm in.
Right.
But definitely, I would say angry and, you know, motivated because I thought that I was much – I thought that I was better than where I was drafted, right. But I'm blessed to be in a position I'm in, not playing for my hometown, you know, of course.
Yeah. So take us to that night. So give us the setup. Tyler was telling us a few things about it. Is Chance there? Where are you? Describe the setup and what's going through your mind.
Yeah, so I was at Bracket Room in Hyde Park, and, you know, through the draft, pretty much coming up to the draft, I really was cool. You know, the week of the draft, I told myself, don't stress yourself out because whatever is in, it's in. It's nothing you can do. I went to school for 3 years. I did all my workouts. It's done. So draft day comes. I wake up. You know, I have some breakfast. I'm cool. And then the closer we get to the draft, I actually didn't talk to my agent until later that night. So I'm cool. So I put my clothes on. We go to the draft. And now it's like, all right, I'm here now. So I wasn't nervous. I knew that I just prayed to the Lord that wherever I was, it was the best for me, my family, and for my future. And then as we got to the draft started. Now I'm like, all right, it's go time. My best friend, my brother, they was next to me. We were just watching the draft. And then as the pick got on, I think my agent told me around 16, 17, start paying attention. And then, you know, as the picks went on, he said, you know, of course he called me. He said, no, no, no. And then he told me that he only would call me if it was a team that was going to draft me. So as I wasn't getting phone calls, I knew that they were going a different direction. So then we got around to like 25, 26. And then it was about three or four teams there. And then at the end of the first round, there's one more team left that I worked out with, I talked to. And then when it passed, it was like, all right, second round now. And you know me, it was so much people around me, family, friends, but I'm locked in. You know, I'm locked in. My mind is locked in. I'm still blessed. So once I didn't go into the first round, I told myself, all right, this is what it is, what it is. We still going to make the best out of it. We not going to let not going into the first round mess up the night, mess up the whole work that I put in. So I was still blessed. I was still focused. And then about 35, 36, you know, we got close to the Bulls, and now it hit me like, all right, this would be a, you know, a pretty good opportunity. And then about 37 came, he called me, he said, you know, pack it back, you stay home. And then, you know, my whole mood just changed. And once I saw it on TV, it was official. It was just like wow, this, the Lord really had a plan for me.
Did you know that they were interested?
No, you know, I always tell people, like, if I had to do a mock draft before the draft, the Bulls would have probably been one of the teams that I least expected, because I met with them in Chicago, but like I said, like, they had a 38th pick, and, you know, I was hoping to, you know, get drafted 17 to 20 lottery pick in anywhere in that range. So I wasn't saying that, like, the Bulls would never happen, but just based on, I knew they didn't have any first-round picks, that it just didn't fit in that aspect. But when I got drafted by them, I was happy. I was very happy.
I was going to say, when Patrick Mahomes came back to Chicago, it was last year or the year before, because the Bears passed on him.
He was counting, right?
Like, you know, yeah. He was like, basically, look what you guys missed.
One, two, three,
so do you have
four.
Anything like that for the teams that passed over you? Like, yeah, take that or think, you know, look out? Or
I mean, definitely. We play certain teams. I understand that, you know, it's always there, the competitive aspect of that. I understand that certain teams pass up on me, but, you know, like I tell myself, I try to stay focused on my game, getting myself better. You know, the better I get, you know, the more foolish that they look. So that's just my goal, is trying to just stay blessed, stay in my lane, continue to get better each and every day, and then just keep proving people wrong.
I want to hear more stories about your rookie year. We've got some good questions for you. Io is in studio with us. It's Waddle and Sylvie.